Since 1997, the Keystone Research Center has worked to shed light on strategies to achieve a more prosperous and equitable Pennsylvania economy. The KRC's Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center has since 2007 attempted to demystify state tax and budget policies. Joining me in his newly named capacity as director of those demystifying efforts, Mount Airy writer, activist, and former Philadelphia City Council candidate Mark Steer. Mark, welcome back to NewsWorks tonight, and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Dave. Happy to be here.
You are certainly joining at a very important time as we're now in what's hopefully the final stages of crafting together a Pennsylvania budget. Have you had time to study the preliminary proposals?
Yes. I don't go on the payroll till December, but it's a critical time, and I've offered to help out a little bit. So I've been familiarizing myself again with the organization and with the current budget proposals, and it's a compromise. There's things to like. There's a lot of things not to like.
What are the major flags?
Well, I think the thing that we're happiest about is that there's restored education funding. $350 million, I think, is the number for education, $50 million for special education.
Though that in itself is a compromise. The governor wanted $1 billion
right
off the bat.
That's right. It's a down payment on what we really need in the state. It doesn't really close the gap that was created by the Corbett budget cuts. We still have a ways to go, but it's a first step.
But how about the taxes designed to help generate that revenue?
That's where I think there's a real issue. The governor proposed a mixture of a personal income tax increase and a sales tax increase. What we've gotten, it seems, and a severance tax on natural gas drilling, which is really critically important.
But apparently that severance tax won't be part of the final package.
Severance tax is not included in the package, it seems. No personal income tax increase and a fairly substantial increase in the sales tax. And really, we're really concerned about that because the sales tax, as I think most people know, falls far heavier on lower income people than it does on wealthier people.
And we're hearing the proposal calls for in excess of 9% sales tax, putting us, I believe, second to perhaps Los Angeles.
Right. It's about a 20% increase to go up statewide to 8.25%, and that's 9.25% in Philadelphia.
So what efforts will be made to offset the onerous effect on the working class and the poor?
Part of the package is that the sales tax increase doesn't just go to education funding. It also goes to something that Democrats and Republicans agree with, which is property tax rebates. And the question is, how are those property tax rebates going to be distributed? It can be done in a more progressive way. It can be done in a less progressive way. It can be done in a way that's geographically equitable. It can be done in a way that mostly benefits rich suburbs and, you know, vacation homes in the Poconos.
So what specifically does the Policy Center do to help shape the discourse?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're trying to make legislators and also the public aware of really what really is at stake here. We've put out papers about who pays the sales tax, trying to make clear that if you're in the lowest 20% of incomes, about 5% of your income goes to the sales tax right now. If you're in the top 20%, less than 2.3% of your income goes to the sales tax. Any increase is going to be similarly disproportionately weighted towards taking money from lower-income people and middle-income people. If you're in the top 1%, less than 0.06% of your income goes to the sales tax. So that's one thing we're doing. The other thing we're doing is we're trying to point out that there are a lot of options for how to distribute property tax relief. And we're encouraging legislators, actually on both sides of the aisle, because this is an interesting case where Democrats concerned about equity and Republicans concerned about geographic fairness should be supporting a much better way of doing property tax relief than the Republican leadership put forward when they passed a bill on this last May.
Longtime Temple professor, apparently on sabbatical the last year, where you didn't kick back. You wrote not one but two books. What then compelled you to take on this job?
Well, over the last 15 years of my life, I've gone back and forth between research and writing and advocacy. And what's really wonderful about this job is that it's kind of at the cusp of those two things. Give me a chance to do some policy research that's oriented towards contemporary public policy issues and contemporary debates in our state and to some extent our cities. And on the other hand, it gives me a chance to do some advocacy working with people in the progressive community and helping – and legislators who see things our way, helping them, give them the arguments and the policy options that will enable them to push the state in the right direction.
Where do you intend to hit the ground running come December 1st?
Well, it depends on whether we're done in with the Pennsylvania budget or not. We really don't know. This morning I was on a couple of conference calls, and the first thing people are saying is, what's the timeline? How soon will they get done?
Thanksgiving was the target date, but
it does not look like we're going to meet that target date, and we don't really know when critical decisions are going to be made. That's why I encourage people who care about these issues, if you care about progressivity in the tax system, talk to your legislators this week and say, all right, if we have to have a sales tax, and really we should have a severance tax. That's the first thing I'd say. Why isn't there a severance tax in this proposal when the severance tax doesn't impact consumers, businesses, and except the natural gas drillers?
Well, I believe the administration reserves the right to bring it up again next year.
I hope they do. And that's one tax you might actually be able to pass in an election year, because it's really a no-brainer. Every other state that does fracking taxes at a higher rate than the governor's proposed, it has no impact on whether they frack or not, because they got to get the natural gas out of the shale.
Is it because that the next year will be an election year that you think there will be first a larger Democratic voter turnout that will help to, in part, pressure Republicans to also go along with the plan?
Two things will happen. First, 15 Republicans in Southeast PA in the House have already said they support a Marcellus Shale tax. I think it's pretty clear that if the Republican leader should let a bill come to the floor just on raising the Marcellus Shale tax, it would pass. So there's support in the Republican Party, and same thing in the Senate. Second thing is, there's a long-term structural deficit in Pennsylvania. Over the last 3 or 4 years, they have balanced budgets with gimmicks, you know, putting off Social Security taxes from June 30th to July 1st, things like that. And it adds up over time. The tax increase we're going to get this year will enable us to balance the current year's budget, the one that we're halfway through. It won't give us the revenues we need next year to balance next year's budget. It certainly won't give us revenues to increase education spending a little bit more. So they're going to be looking for revenues. Now, if they're looking for revenues in an election year, they're not likely to want to go to the citizens of Pennsylvania and say, all right, now we're going to raise your income tax or raise your sales tax again. You know, Willie Horton said you got to go where the money is. The money that's available to Pennsylvania to meet our vital needs is in the severance tax. And, you know, the gas drillers put a lot of money on the table to legislators. They're going to do it again next year. But at some point, I think our legislators have to answer to their constituents, and they're going to do that.
Mark Steer, I have no doubt you're going to hit the ground running. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here, Dave.
Mark Steer is the newly named director of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center starting December 1st. And you can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.